This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, March 19th. God's word for you today is Seed Power, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5, which says, "Not that we are adequate in ourselves, so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God." How do I plant my mustard seed faith? The first thing is, listen to God. Listen more and do not assume that you already know what the person wants to say. Spouses do this a lot. It takes a conscious effort to stop assuming and actually listen. Very often, God is speaking to you and me, but we are not paying attention, not listening. The first mustard seed of faith that you have to plant is listen to God. Get a Bible, download the YouVersion app. You have to just pay attention to God. Psalm 85 verse 8 says, "I listen carefully to what God the Lord is saying." The second thing you have to do is pray. You have to tell God what you want. Prayer is easily the number one tool in moving mountains. You have to pray. However, note that when it comes from moving mountains, listening to God comes before praying. You have to listen to God first before you start to pray. Most times, when it comes to moving mountains, people just jump into praying and commanding, but nothing moves. Why? It is because the mountains do not move to your instruction. They move to His instructions. Therefore, you must have heard from Him before you give instructions. James 4 verse 2b says, "You do not have what you want because you do not ask God for it." Ask God for it. You must have heard that when we pray, we change. But that is like half of what can happen when we pray. When we pray, God will either change what you have or change what you want. Most times, we want Him to change what we have from A to B. And many times, God will change what we have without changing us. But very often also, God will change what we want and not just what we have. "I have this job, but I want that job." And you spend time praying for it. After a while, God will direct you somewhere else and you will get another job. Then 3 to 5 years down the line, you look back and you are grateful to God that you did not get the job you wanted. If you do not pray, you do not get the privilege of letting God change what you have or letting God change what you want. If you do not pray, you do not have the privilege of moving the mountains. So, if you want to move mountains, you must listen to God and pray. Tell God what you want. The third thing is forgive. This is extremely crucial. Jesus talked about moving mountains 3 times in the Bible, in Matthew, Mark, and in Luke. In 2 of those instances in Mark and in Luke, it was tied to a sermon on forgiveness. If you stand and say to this mountain, "Move," it will move. When you stand in prayer, forgive, otherwise your mountain will not move. That is what Jesus said, in other words. So, tied to mountain moving is forgiveness. I know it is painful. In fact, sometimes forgiving feels so unfair. But if you insist on not forgiving that person, you are doing yourself a disservice. Forgiveness is a choice. You have to make the choice. You do not have to feel good, but you have to make the choice. Listen to God. Pray and then forgive. Let us pray. Father, Help me to listen carefully to what you say. Speak your word in prayer and forgive every hurt with all my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.